The Gemara says in Daf Tzadim Beis, the Bamin Reb Yonasan and Reb Simai Chasma Mibachutz Ma'al. What's the din if you're Chasim, the Shar Mibachutz? Do we say the Shar B'Disha Amar Chamanav Allah B'Dishahu? It's before the time of the Disha. V'Dilmalot Sadash B'Chasima Amar Chamanav, and this is also considered to be Dash B'Chasima. So Amar Leis, he said, back to Reb Yonasan, Reb Yonasan, Reb Yonasan, you can learn from the house of your father. Then it says, Yan V'Sheikh Al-Tesh Atu V'Nacha Ata Itcha B'Vachem Uda Asar. So it sounds like from the pasuk that if you do it before the mutter, how could it be? Have to make a kaddish mechol am rachmana. The lamal hasam b'shas bila tei shechus achinami b'shas disha tei chasima. So we arrive from there that it means that b'shas disha there can't be a chasima, and it doesn't mean dafka that it has to be done then. But as long as there's chasima b'shas disha, would be a problem. Now in these words, when he told Rabbi Yonasan mebeis avicha talamid, Rashi says, what does that mean, Beis Avicha? Beis Avicha is like Rashi, Kain Haya, he was a Kain. And he's trying to say that you learned this from your Mishpacha, that you have this Isser of Yan V'Sheikh Al-Tesht. So you see from there what the Pshat and the Pasuk is over here. And let's move on from the Gemara. If you're Rashi, the Rabbi Yonasan was a Kain. Or else he wouldn't say, Beis Avicha Talamid. And the Masar Seshas over here, he has a Kasha that from the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Dafayin Aleph, it's Mavur that Rabbi Yonasan was not a Kain. L'chor, it's a steer to the Gemara over here. The Gemara there is talking about the Din of Ben Sarah Meir, the one Mandamar says, Ben Sarah Meir Lahaya. It never happened. And on that, Rabbi Yonasan is chaylik. And it says, "I'm Rabbi Yonasan, ani ve'isav yeshavti al kivrei. I saw the kever of Ibn Sarim Mara, and I sat on his kever." So Rabbi Yonasan is being made that he sat on the kever of Ibn Sarim Mara. If he was a kain, obviously it would be also for him to sit on the kever. So l'chor, it's mavur from that gemara that Rabbi Yonasan is not a kain, and it's a steer to gemara over here that is mashma very clearly the Firashi that Rabbi Yonasan was a kain. So on this kasha, I saw a teres from the Stiplerts and the Berachos Peretz in Parshas Truma. He says that you have to say that the lashon al does not mean al mamish, but means al besamach. You find many times that al means besamach. It doesn't mean on the kever, it means near the kever. So when it says ani reisav v'shafi al kever, it doesn't mean mamish on the kever, but it means he was nearby and he saw the kever of the Ben Sarim Meir. It doesn't mean that he literally sat on the kever. So in Meila Avadi, you could say that it was a kain, like it's mashma over here, and the gemara over there does not mean that he literally was on the kever, but he was berachik from the kever a certain amount and. That is what al means al besamach. And I think if that teretz is correct, you could answer lefi that. You can answer Mikivega's kasha as well. Mikivega in the Gilyan Hashas in Sanhedrin, he has a kasha, he's mitzayin, and the words v'shafti al kibra, he says, Ayn shulchan aruch yodei reishisim and shin samach dalad. And if you look in the shulchan aruch over there, the shulchan aruch says that yesh oimrim, that a person is not allowed to sit on a kever, not allowed to sit on the kever itself. So Mikivega seems to be asking, how can you say Rabbi Yonasan sat on the kever? But the way this type is learning, it's mukach from our Gemara over here, that al does not mean al kivrei mamish, means al besamach, or else belavach, he wouldn't be able to do it because he was a kain. So once you say that al means besamach, that would answer Bikvegas Kash as well. It doesn't mean he was mamish on the kever, he was samach to the kever, and lefi that it would be miyoshev, so that would be a riot what this type is saying, that al doesn't mean al mamish, al just means al besamach.